sure that people have been victims of car crime. Wandy, have you ever been a victim of car crime?
So I haven't like personally been a victim of car crime, but when I was like 12 or something, there was an attempted hijacking on my mother's car and I was in the car. But other than that, no, I just, I've been taking all the rules that I hear and staying vigilant. So
okay.
Thank God I haven't.
But Martin, have you been a victim of car crime?
Numerous times, George, actually. But then again, I've been driving for the last 27 years, so.
Okay. All right. Give us one or two of those incidents. Not too much of the
most of them were my own stupidity. So the one specifically comes to mind. One Sunday morning after church, Nohal, on the way to go visit my parents, I stopped and I put my Ray-Bans on top of my car's dashboard. And which is where I learned one of the important lessons: hide your valuables out of sight.
I was gone for five minutes
and I came back to a car with a broken side glass and no more Ray-Bans.
Oh, goodness gracious me. You don't want your Ray-Bans stolen. You can't look like a pilot anymore. Lawrence, have you...
I've got new ones.
Yeah, George, much like Martin, just car break-ins. Haven't really had the misfortune of a hijacking attempt, but yeah, they broke into my car in 97, car radio and my CD folder.
Oh, goodness.
And then a few years later, they broke into the car and stole my daughter's pram. So, yeah.
Stole a pram?
Wow.
Yeah, dude, was in the boot. Anything that has, if it's got wheels, might as well just... Use it to whatever else they stole. But yeah, is what it is.
They stole Lawrence's pram. Well, there you go. I've never heard of a pram being stolen before, but now we know of one. Well, how do you avoid becoming a victim of car crime? I don't know if you guys have got any pearls of wisdom, but according to a preliminary police reports and data from more than 1.1 million vehicles registered with Tracker, vehicle crime is on a steep increase. And I bet you, all them a couple of weeks ago, we pulled them the lockdown, people that take advantage of during lockdown. I think we had a name for it. I can't remember what it was now. It doesn't matter.
COVID preneurs.
Say that again, Lawrence.
COVID preneurs.
That's what they are. The COVID preneurs. So how do you avoid COVID preneurs? And observing dramatic increases in hijackings and motor vehicle theft, as criminal syndicates work our country and prey on the citizens, how do you, look after yourself? One way is to make sure that when you park your car, you lock it, and as Martin says, put your valuables out of sight. Any other kind of ideas around avoiding crime, Wandy?
Outside of just keeping things out of sight, you have to be looking at your surroundings. So that's the thing that I basically go with wherever I go, is to just keep looking around, looking around your vehicle and ensuring that you're not being followed, or that someone is, or that you look vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence, what about stopping next to the road? Let's say you have a tire failure. Let's say you have a car breakdown. People sometimes don't hesitate to stop on the side of the road.
If it's daytime and you are quite aware of your surroundings, then yes. If it's nighttime and you don't know where you are, keep driving until you find lights. Just be vigilant. My pearl of wisdom would be keep a pet snake in your car.
Keep a pet snake in your car. Then you won't get your Ray-Ban stolen.
Yeah, they won't come near your car.
Exactly. All right, so I suppose the advice from Lawrence there is, if you do have a flat tire, and you are in a difficult spot or a bad spot and you feel uncomfortable, your rim of your car is worth a lot less than your life is worth. Rather just drive on the thing. You can drive slowly. And I always say, keep the car moving. Right, Martin?
Yeah.
I mean, just keep the car moving.
That is correct, George. In fact, last year, towards the end of the year, I wrote off a tire on my own car because I picked up a flat on the R21. And I just said, there's no way I'm going to stop here at night in the dark. I made it through to Monument Park, and only then did I call for help because my car's flat was dead as well.
Well, there we go. That's the right thing to do. And you're sitting here with us because more than likely you did that. You know, drive on that tire and rim. Just drive slowly because you can't drive it at high speed with a flat tire. If you don't have run flats, just crawl along slowly. Just, I mean, think about it this way. The average human being walks at what speed?
5 kilometers an hour about.
Yeah.
4 Ks.
4-5 Ks an hour. I mean, Usain Bolt, how fast does he do the 100-meter sprint? 10 seconds?
6 seconds.
Six seconds?
11 seconds.
Let's check it out. 100-meter sprint world record. Let's see what the 100-meter sprint world record is. 9.58 seconds by Usain Bolt in 2009. So if Usain Bolt does 100 meters in 9.58 seconds, that means that what is the average like running speed of a human being?
10 meters per second. Yeah, but that's in sprint.
Yeah, no, that's in sprint.
That's in full.
Not even.
No, not even. Not even. I mean, going on the treadmill data, a good fast run is about 11 k's an hour.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, you know, I reckon from my little bit of Googling right now that 11, 12 kilometers an hour is probably a good sprinting speed for a human. You know, so if you're doing 15, 20 kilometers an hour in your car, you are driving faster than any being can keep up with. Well, average human being, that is not Usain Bolt. You know, and just keep going at that speed. All you need to do is keep the car moving. Even if you don't have a flat tire, would you guys agree that timing the traffic lights, timing the way you drive, timing the traffic, don't be a racer because you can keep your momentum going. Even if it's at 10, 20 kilometers an hour, you're not going to be a victim of crime.
That's true. No, I completely agree with that. Yeah, my dad always tells me that on the road, you must always not drive for yourself, but you must drive for everybody else. So that just goes in saying that you have to drive defensively, essentially, and making sure that you are in the best position to get out of trouble.
Exactly. So to finish off the story, it's estimated to take place every 40 to 54 minutes in South Africa. And most hijackings occur when the victim arrives at home. The escape path is blocked and hijackers pull up behind the victim's car at the entrance gate. So be vigilant. Have a look around you. Be very aware. Don't be on the phone when you pull into driveway. Wait in the street before you pull into your driveway so that you've got a getaway angle. You know, when I drive defensively, I always make sure that there is always an exit path. It has to be an exit path no matter what you have to drive. Make sure there's an exit path. Any final tips on trying to avoid car crime?
Just be vigilant. Keep your head on a swivel. You know, and it's if you spot something out of the ordinary, just rather not take a chance. Keep on driving.
Yeah, your life's much more important than that phone call you need to make or that rush you're in. And then in more news, Mitsubishi Motors announces that their midterm business plan has a renewed focus on Africa. So Mitsubishi Corporation, MMC, announced a three-year midterm plan, which is from 2020 to 2022. They called it Small But Beautiful, to concentrate its management resources in core regions and technologies, including Africa. This midterm plan announced... what is wrong with me today? Midterm plan. I think somebody's stolen my words. The midterm plan announced in Japan on Monday focuses on cost rationalization and profitability enhancement towards a solid management foundation aiming at sustainable growth after a three-year period. Now, I believe there is one car that's going to be culled in this lot. Tell us about that car, Martin.
Yeah, right. So Mitsubishi announced a couple of years ago that they were considering to stop production of the big body Pajero. So not the normal Pajero Sport, the older big body car. It's almost 20 years old, and its market segment has actually shrunk in favor of smaller SUVs, which is why the Pajero Sport is now very high tech and the normal Pajero has basically not received an update in, I think, 6 years.
Wow.
Now, as a result of this, as a combination of factors, Mitsubishi is now canning the big body Pajero. We'll still get them for as long as Mitsubishi South Africa can get stock, but that won't be for much longer. Also, Mitsubishi is planning to shutter that entire plant as well. So there's obviously some bigger cost cutting or rationalization program going on at the moment.
That's very interesting. So, Mitsubishi changing their plans, focusing on Africa. I mean, I've always liked the Mitsubishi Pajero. Now, when you say the Mitsubishi Pajero big body, is that the Mitsubishi that everybody is used to seeing in South Africa?
Yeah, that's the nameplate. I think it's 38 years old now, the nameplate. It started out basically smaller than the current Pajero Sport, and then through the next two generations, it just kept growing bigger and bigger and bigger. We call it the big body because it's, well, physically a bit wider and a bit taller than the normal Pajero Sport.
Okay, interesting. And then in other news, Victory for Motorists says driver's license validity is extended till the end of January. Lawrence, what do you think of this? Has anything in your life expired in terms of licenses?
It has indeed. My driver's license expires in November. I need to go and get that sorted, but I'll be in and amongst all of the people whose driver's license and stuff have expired in that period that they were referring to. It's really important to note that this is just for drivers, learners, and PDPs. It has not to do with your car's license. If your car's license has expired, you need to get that sorted out, well, last week already, because that ends on the 31st of August.
Very
So,
interesting and very important piece of news, though, is that your car license does not form part of this extension. You wanted to say something, Martin?
no, George, not particularly.
Oh, okay.
I'm
No,
just trying to think now.
I thought you went off mute there for a second.
I just wonder when my local licensing department will be back open again because I actually applied for a renewal on my driver's about a month before lockdown.
Oh.
It wasn't ready when the lockdown thing happened. So I wonder what's the case with my own driver's license now.
Oh, interesting stuff. Yeah. So there you have it. Vehicle licenses are ex vehicle licenses. I take that back. Driver's licenses validity period extended until the end of January. And but you know what? People are lazy. So while the government has come to the party and the AA was a pivotal kind of role player in getting this extension, but people are lastminute.com. I mean, I've found that, now that this extension is in place, how many people are going to wait until the end of December before they even start to think about their driver's licenses?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a lot. I mean, my license disc is expired, so
Yeah, but that your stuff
it
when it comes to
expires until
insurance.
May. I think more so than anything, I just don't want to risk getting sick. That's why I'm going to hold out as long as I can.
They should move this online, I'd say. Anyway, let's move on from that before we get into negative territory. Renault has just given electric cars to every household in an isolated French town. Wendy, why, why would they do that? Because they've just got a grant, right?
Yeah, so Renault just got bailed out by their government, and I think they've kind of identified that electric is the way forward. So to kind of prove their investments into electric vehicles, Renault is essentially going to be giving a small isolated town in France, all the residents in this town, the new Renault Zoe EV car, for a period of 3 years, which is I think is insane, and really, it's a great way to sort of almost trial the technology. It is important to note that there's only about 26 people in this town anyways. So it's not very big, but it gives you a good understanding of just, you know, the kind of capabilities and what your infrastructure will need to support a small sort of village. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And that brings us to the end of our news segment.